Hey, what's up, everyone? I got my boy Jeff, who is amazing. Holy crap, it's on my Facebook. This is so weird.
I love how when we get to like try something for the first time and then it actually works.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm gonna try not to get distracted by seeing myself on Facebook. But yes, I'm here live with Jeff Zakarski, who is a business executive leadership coach, and I was wanted to talk about the Sea Level Men's Retreat in Costa Rica, which is a 5-day, 4-night retreat. Would love to dig a little bit deeper into it. But yeah, welcome, Jeff. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. I think it's hilarious that 2 minutes ago we weren't gonna do this, and then you're like, "Hey, how about we just do it right now?" And I looked at the camera. And I said, "Well, I got 30 minutes. Why don't we actually just dive into it right now?" And I love being in that kind of action because I think there's so many times in my life where I'm like, "Oh, I'll do it someday," or "Let me schedule it tomorrow," and then tomorrow happens, and then all this stuff shows up. And I'm like, "Ah, maybe it's the next day." So just even taking this life lesson for myself right now, it's like, hey, I want to do this. The opportunity is here. Let's dive in like right now. And here we are, 3 minutes later.
Know. And like you're a recovering perfectionist too, so this is perfect.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
But this is great. For those of you who don't know Jeff, I know a lot of you guys know Jeff. I would say our lives are pretty intertwined and connected on so many levels, from the men's group we have together with the fellas to accomplishment coaching, and some of you guys have probably worked out with us as well. For those who don't know Jeff, he's this incredible leader who leads with a heart, and he's brilliant, he's compassionate, and he stands for people. And he's always thinking of ways to not only be vulnerable and share authentically, but just ways to add value to his community. So I'm just excited to be with you here, brother.
Thanks for that level of acknowledgement and right back at you. I mean, some of the stuff that we've created over the last just 2 years, like consistency, waking up, working out, keeping each other accountable. I know that for me, one of the things that's been really valuable in my life is to having another brother that's committed to the same types of things that I am at the same level that I am. I used to go about it all by myself for a long time. Like, oh, I'll just lock myself in my office, which is great. And it gets a little lonely and it feels like you're really creating it by yourself. So thanks for the partnership. And just being willing to always be a, hey, let's just jump on and do this thing live. Because it's really made a big difference in me, and that's really a lot of what my commitment is for other people too, is I think it's pretty stereotypical for men to feel like they need to go at it alone. I being one of them, and I just know the power of brotherhood. So I just really want to acknowledge you for creating the fellas, having us all step up and be in connection and then being here live, clearly right now.
No, and I appreciate that, because even in teamworks, like when you were sharing with me, like, oh, I think my automatic was like, oh, I'm too busy, I don't have time for this. And then it's like, all right, well, who do I get to be instead of the already always, which is like, I'm busy, I don't have time for this. I'm like, well, let me think creatively. And here we are, right? So both of us have gotten a lot just in that simple request, what we call like a bold request of another. So I appreciate that. And teams. And you want to talk about teams and teamwork, like, dude, like you've always been teams and teamwork. Like, so to give further context, Jeff and I have been speaking every week to do completion so that we can end the week powerfully. And Jeff, like, has not missed a beat. We've done phone calls driving to Vermont and all these other places, right? But yeah, you've been, no matter what, like I could be in Berlin, like Jeff could be in Austin, like you could be in the beach in Florida, and we still have been doing these calls. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I know, you're up to a lot of really cool things. Like you're pretty involved with not only with the Atlas Project, and you're a mentor coach with Accomplishment Coaching. Would love to learn a little bit more about what sparked the interest with, and why specifically Costa Rica.
Man, it goes back about 4 years, so I'll try and keep it brief because I can make these stories really long. But it's a really cool story. So four or 5 years ago, I was walking in the Bahamas, you know, outside of, I think it's like the Atlantis or something like that. And I walked past this monstrosity of a yacht. And the yacht itself, you know, the title, every boat has a name, and the name of this one was just Jay's. So in my head, I'm like, oh, cool. Well, it just means it's mine. It's like Jeff that starts with a J, like someday this will be mine. And it was when I got connected to that, I almost fast forwarded into the future, where I got to envision that 10 years from now, I'll be able to lease that yacht for a week and to invite, you know, major players, major level CEOs, you know, with like $100,000 buy-in to come for a week at sea to have their lives completely transformed in the best way possible and supporting each other around business. And so, you know, like all of a sudden 10 years out, I see this thing. I'm like, okay, so that's where I'm going. Where do I get to start? Right. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, I'm like, I always take bold action when I see something. So I actually walked up to the crew because I needed to know. I said, if I'm gonna rent this thing,
so you know, like
ten years from now,
see this thing.
Oh, looks like we got some feedback.
Sorry, someone said I'm a recovering perfectionist right here too. So
nice. Well, we'll call them out. But I walked up. I'm like, if this thing is gonna happen in 10 years, I need to know how much this thing is going to cost. Like, I got to know like what the real value of trying to create something like this. And I got to talk to a member of the crew, and they said, oh, well, you know, during high season, it's $458,000 for a week. And I thought to myself, okay, this is a pretty big goal, right? To rent, to lease a ship for a week at sea for $500,000 and to have, you know, 10 elite level CEOs show up at $100,000 a pop and fly all these people in. I'm like, okay, so that's the kind of experience that I get to create and I get to work towards. Mm-hmm. So quite honestly, that's what sparked the idea. But with anything, you got to start somewhere. So as you mentioned, I'm a coach. I coach both men and women, but I also have a special, I guess, affinity for men's coaching because I know what it's done for me. I know what it's unlocked for me. I know what it's unlocked in my vulnerability. I know what it's unlocked in my honesty. I know how it's shaped my integrity. I know how it's shaped the way that my business has grown. And normally, I've been in a lot of relationships with men where I find that they're actually really fearful and that they don't talk about it. And so they live their lives in a very predictable fashion. And they're not actually alive in a way that when they go to their grave, that they feel like they gave their life their all. And that's where I was headed, you know, switching from tech, going in music and all this stuff. Like, I wasn't actually really alive and connected to why I was here on this planet. And I wasn't taking action to create anything different. And it wasn't until I stepped into coaching that I realized how small of a game that I was playing and how big of a game I could play. And so why I have a special interest in really working with men is like, I see the opportunity to be the one to crack them open in the best way so that they get to stop playing small. They get to stop being tangled up in their own BS and they get to play a bigger game where they get to make the money they want to make. They get to have the relationships they want to make, whatever, we're on live, but they get to have the kind of sex that they want. They get to have the six packs or whatever is actually important to them, because I get that men out there actually want something more than they're actually experiencing. So I thought, where would be a great place to do this? And 2 years ago, I went to Costa Rica on my first solo vacation ever, because I had a story that when I was in a relationship, I couldn't go do something on my own. Like whatever that BS was, oh, I need to ask for permission, or I need to do something for this person first, so then I can transactionally then go do the thing that I want to. You know, I showed up as clingy and codependent and maybe not fully standing in my power. And I really got clear as to like why that wasn't serving me. So I did a big, bold move and I'm like, screw it. I'm going to Costa Rica, you know, and it was messy and I did something totally different than I normally did, but I did create it in a really powerful way with my partner who was in support of me going to do that. And I disconnected from this earth. Like I disconnected from the US, I disconnected from cell service. I went totally dark and I went into the jungle and the ocean and the pool and like and all of this like very healing experiences And I got in touch with myself in a way that I have never been able to create anywhere else. Like I've been in different countries, like in Europe, you know, I've been in Canada, you know, I've been all over the US, I've been in Mexico and the Caribbean, but there was nothing like being in the energy of Costa Rica. You know, I think they say Costa Rica has a blue zone, which is one of the areas in this world that has where people live the longest. Like the amount of people that live over the age of 100 years old, is there's like seven of them in the world. And Costa Rica is one of them. So there's something really energetically sourcing and nourishing in a way that you can't get anywhere else. So my thought is, why not take a group of men who are ready to create a new level for themselves, whether it be in their business or their relationship, their well-being, their healing, their courage, whatever it is for them, and take them out of their element, take them to one of the most healing areas and environments in the world, and spend some time together creating and supporting each other in a way that men just don't actually do on a daily basis. So for me, I'm like, great, I get to take what I got to create by myself, and I get to multiply that by being able to take all of these men there. So you're absolutely right. You know, 5 days, 4 nights, lodging, farm to table meals cooked for you from like the sacred garden on the property, you know, being in the woods, in the waterfalls, in the surf, you know, on the grounds in a way that, you know, you full immersion into something totally new and amazing. So that's, I mean, there's so much more to it, what people will get, you know, cause I call it sea level for a few reasons. One is that, you know, we're actually at sea level. So there's that play on words. And then there's the future vision of sea level executives, like being at sea. And so for me, like creating sea level allows me to fully build out this vision under the same, you know, brand or the same name or whatever you want to call it. So, but that's where it came to be. And that's what, you know, it's in November, the middle of November before Thanksgiving, if you're here in the States. And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So it looks like it's November 12th to the 16th.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you mentioned, it's going to be like rejuvenating, restorative, and that's awesome, man. And just speaking from like, I can actually recall back to when I was having a scarcity mindset around travel and speaking with you, I remember that very moment where I had that breakthrough and I was like, you know what, I'm going to book the trip to Austin and I'm booked that trip to Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, like my life has changed like significantly, you know, so thank you so much for your support and just creating these amazing experiences. Like this is
beautiful. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I wonder, it just is actually bringing me, I know you're actually going to be in Hawaii around that time. Otherwise you would be there. And you know, clearly that would be amazing to have you there. But even as someone that's going to Hawaii and looking at yourself as, you know, somebody who would benefit from what I'm talking about, like really disconnecting, really rejuvenating, you know, what benefit do you imagine that would have on your life if you went to this one or another one? Like, how would it give back to you that really provides value to your life?
Yeah, that's a good question. Honestly, like just connecting with men, like you said, like men, we don't typically have many spaces where we can be 100% vulnerable. And I think, like you said, being around nature, being in that magical environment, we let down our guard, right? We're more relaxed. Like we're being with each other. Like we're more connected. So not only from a connection, and I like what you said, like C-suite, even if we're not a C-suite executive, it's like just that being like, what would a CC executive do? Right. And I don't know about you, but I know plenty of CCs that really do take care of themselves and really put themselves first. And I think that if we put others first, that we'll get there, but it's actually by putting ourselves first, we're more likely to tap into our true greatness. So I see it not only from a healing and connection would be the big one for me, and connecting with folks like you and Edwin and all these amazing people who are purposely putting themselves first so that they can serve the world much better, right? Because I think so many of us serve, and especially men who are like always trying to be the provider, you know, taking care of their families, like always trying to put on that, like, oh, I got to be tough for my kids, or else, you know, my kids won't, you know, they want me to model that behavior. So even if you have kids, like to put yourself first, like the kids will see like, oh, okay, it's okay to take care of yourself. And, you know, so that I could be 100% present when I get back from the retreat.
I love that. Yeah. I think, you know, I don't have any kids yet, but everybody that I talk to says like your kids pick up on everything. Like if they see you working out, they're more apt to work out. If they see you managing your money, like being in integrity with your finances, they're more likely to have a different relationship when that. So whatever our relationship, whatever my relationship is with my own well-being, with my relationships, like my kids will pick up on it, you know, the same way yours will, you know? And so I do think it's important that, you know, we get to model, healthy responsibility. We get to model taking time for ourselves. And the thing that I really love in what you shared is this idea of, you know, what type of care, how would I take care of myself, even if I'm not in the C-suite yet, even if I'm not the president of a company, even if I'm not, you know, owning this multi-faceted business, you know, that if you start to relate to yourself as that kind of person, you can start seeing different ways to take care of yourself. And a lot of people think of, oh, well, once I get there, once I make that six figures, once the kids are grown, you know, once my boss gives me another week of vacation, then I can. And that gets to be this pattern where it's like, once this thing happens, then I will be able to do this thing. The reality of it is that once this thing happens, then by the time you get to that thing, something else is going to be in the way. So the opportunity is always right here, right now to say, okay, yeah, maybe then, but how do I create it now? Like be in a conversation around how do I create the life that I want right now? Who do I need to be right now? If I'm going to be a C-level executive, and I truly believe everybody can be an executive in their life, how would they relate to themselves? How would they treat themselves? Like even just for you, like think about it, like in this moment, like what's one thing that you would do differently if every single minute of every single day you related to yourself as the like, most highest top functioning executive of your life?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely would relate to myself as like, it's interesting because I think so many, like how others, we're our own worst critic, right? So I think there's certainly times where I'm like, well, it wasn't because of me that he got that promotion, right? But when they say like, oh no, Davidson, like you were a really big part of how I got that promotion, right? So I still said like, no, like that's you're giving me too much acknowledgement, like too much credit, you know? So yeah, I mean, I would just relate to myself as much more powerful, you know?
Like, yeah, well, it sounds like you would give yourself the credit that you actually deserve.
Yeah. Right?
Like actually be your own sense of approval, your own sense of validation, not from overcompensating from your ego, but actually really being with the true authentic power that you are.
Yeah. And being with that acknowledgement is sometimes hard to take in, right? It's like, oh, like that makes me uncomfortable that person said I was like that important, you know, in their promotion. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely won't make you do it right here on the spot. I know we only have a few more minutes to connect over this. And I really want to acknowledge you for just being so willing to do this, but like what maybe question might you have, you know, as we move towards wrapping up here?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I just really acknowledge you for thinking teams and teamwork and seeing that you have this beautiful community around you, whether it's the fellas, accomplishment coaching, or all these amazing people you met through Atlas and all these other communities that you're a vital a part of. Like I just want to acknowledge you for actually seeing it and taking in the support and just being thinking outside the box. Cause you know, we already know like in the perfectionism, when I first met you 4 or 5 years ago, like you would have tried to figure it out on your own. And I'm glad that you were able to make a bold request, even though sometimes it triggers like someone else, like that's how we grow, you know? So thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Absolutely. And continued an honor to keep growing with you and keep making each other uncomfortable on purpose. I think everybody thinks about like, ooh, if I'm getting uncomfortable, it must mean that things are terrible. But here we are, you know, just jumping in and laughing, and who knows who's actually watching this and, you know, who might be interested. You know, what I'll leave it with is, you know, I think Davidson and I talked about, you know, having this just be out in the world so people get to hear directly from me what this thing is. I think it's really easy to send people to a website and say, just go read this and imagine yourself inside of it. And one of the powerful things that I love to do is to actually get on a call with people and get into imagination with them so that they can almost transport themselves into November, being there with other men, like getting really present to what this retreat can offer them. And the best way to do that, you know, I am going to give you a link so that you can post it there, but it gives everybody an opportunity to send in an application, answer a few questions to start getting the juices flowing. So you start to get present a little bit, and then they get to get on a call with me. And who knows, maybe they'll get on a call with you if they know you, you know, who knows, we can play, but we'll get to actually dive in deep. We get to actually transport ourselves into the future there and really get in touch with what it is. So look for a link. If you guys are watching this, watch for a link in the video. We'll go ahead and put it there. And if you're interested, hit me up. Let's get on an application in, schedule a call. We'll jump on, or hit up Davidson.
Yes. I was going to offer myself. For those of you who don't know Jeff, who know me pretty well, definitely reach out. I would love to kind of brainstorm like what you see in it for yourself. The good thing is this is something, people's imaginations are very powerful. So I'm sure they're already thinking
Like
5 steps ahead. So,
well, I think about it, it's like, okay, so where I just went as I'm thinking about, you know, getting up in the morning meditation, some light exercise, sitting at the beach, having some juice, like fresh squeeze and a meal, and like having some coffee with a book and a journal, and like getting to write pages of like what I'm experiencing in that moment, like what it feels like to actually be, have my well-being in such beautiful shape. And then I'm also thinking about being in a circle with other men and having people share and having people be seen and recognized and getting that warm feeling in your chest where, you know, we all have light and we all have shadows, but getting people to acknowledge and love you, even for your shadows, like full acceptance, like right then and there. I'm like even feeling the visceral feeling in my body that feels like I'm seen and heard in that moment and that everybody else is too. So like, these are cool little things. You don't even have to go to this thing to start picturing it. I mean, it'll be great if you're actually there, but you know, you can start picturing it now. We don't have to wait for it to come.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for just being that light and just being a healing source of for so many. And, you know, it takes courage to you know, be at cause and be the source of so many others, like healing and forgiveness. And it starts with who you're being, and, you know, who you're being is always just light and soul and authentic and vulnerable. So thank you so much, Jeff.
It's like the best ever. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for your willingness. Thanks for your heart. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for always being a hell yes to just doing wild and crazy stuff like this. I know I can always count on you for all of that. So
Jeff and I literally just got done a workout, an ab workout 2 seconds before we did this. So
we're all still sweaty. It's all fine. It's all fine. Doesn't have to be perfect. So
good stuff, man.
Great, Davidson. Thank you so much.
Cheers, everyone. And I'll post a link to your website and all your socials as well if anyone wants to connect with you.
Sounds great, man. All right. Good stuff.